Hey guys, this is Billy Fletcher here with our first podcast. This has been something that I've had as a goal here probably for honestly a couple years. So I'd like to thank Chris for giving me a little extra push during this time to get started with this. You know, things get like with all of us, things get in the way. We make excuses, different things of that nature sometimes that stop us from doing things that we really want to do. And it's always why it's good to have a good support mechanism here at Alliance Champions Training Center. You know, that's one of our goals is really to create a really, I like to call it a family. You know, it's really a family where, you know, we don't always get along necessarily. We have our own disagreements and things like that, but we're always here to support each other. And again, I'd like to thank Chris for giving me the extra nudge to get this thing started, helping me get started with this. And the reason, part of the reason for the podcast, I realized over the last few years, listen to podcasts all the time, and I've learned a lot and gained a lot of education from that. My kids give me a hard time. You know, we go somewhere on a trip, I'm trying to listen to a podcast. Like, you always listen to podcasts. You always talking about what you heard on this podcast, that podcast, things like that. So I feel like it's a great educational tool. It gives us a chance to communicate. And then also, you know, down the road, like today's basically a solo podcast, just kind of introducing what my goal is with this, and but in the future having other people on as well, have discussions and conversations on different subjects, which I feel like you know, can be beneficial. The biggest thing, really, I would say, if, you know, kind of getting to like a big picture thing for us, and kind of tying into the podcast as well is. If you've you know, heard me talk, you know, in our trainings, or follow, you know, our email lessons and things of that nature, a big thing for us we talk about is optimization. So, I came across a word a few years ago. Two people that you know, I consider go-to resources for me. One is Mark Divine. Some of you may know him. He's you know, former Navy SEAL. He started SEAL Fit and also Unbeatable Mind. He's written several books. Just had a great book. Just finished reading his new book called Staring Down the Wolf. You know, I consider him like a mentor to me as well. And then also Brian Johnson, who has a website, Optimize.me, which is, you know, obviously by the name, it's all about optimization. So I actually heard Brian on one of Mark's podcasts a few years ago, probably been 2 or 3 years ago, and I don't remember the entire conversation, but I do remember one specific aspect of it. And Mark was asking Brian something along the lines of, like, if you could kind of narrow down like your why or your mission in life or whatever, your purpose, you know, what would that be? And Brian didn't hesitate. He says, well, I can sum it up in one word. And that word was arete. So it's a Greek word, and it's A-R-E-T-E. It's a Greek word. If you look it up, you know, the definition, you know, different ones, but typically say something like virtuosity or excellence or something of that nature. But Brian's definition is what got my attention. He says his way of defining it was, it's really about trying to be your best self from moment to moment to moment. And I was like, wow. You know, that really got my attention. So really, that's, you know, when I started thinking about that and other things, other, you know, as far as my goals in general as individual, as a person, but also from a coaching perspective, you know, just life in general, and from the gym as well, like, what is our goal? And our goal has always been to help people improve the quality of their lives. So not just in one domain, but, you know, both physically, mentally, spiritually. We feel like helping people become more integrated. Again, it's a goal of mine for myself. And then, you know, trying to pass that along and trying to learn together. Certainly, I'm not perfect, and I don't, you know, that used to be something I used to be afraid of. I'm talking about, you know, fear, you know, putting yourself out there, because, you know, then you're worried about people judging you. So, you know, if I talk about nutrition and somebody sees me eating a cheeseburger, what does he know? He's telling me not to eat a cheeseburger, but he's out there eating one, right? So I first and foremost will say, I am not perfect. So don't let my imperfections and inadequacies or issues stop you from being your best. You know, it's really not about, in my opinion, not about necessarily the goal. It's the journey. You know, so the goal just gives you direction. So anyway, if I could really kind of sum up, you know, our mission here at Alliance, and then really with the podcast too, is just putting out information, talking to different people. Everybody has a different, like the saying, you know, it's going around a lot now is we're all alone in this together. It's really people talking about it more in relationship to like dealing with the coronavirus and things of that nature. But really, that's always the case. Like everybody's got their own little journey they're on, okay? But we can still support each other. Even if we have slightly different goals that we're going towards, we can still support each other. So realize we're all on some type of journey. And so really my goal with the podcast would be to bring in different people, maybe having a different approach and share what they've done and things that have been successful that we may all can learn from each other and all grow and kind of move just a little bit closer to being a better version of ourselves. You know, the way I've kind of narrowed that down recently, and I got this from another coach, but basically our goal as a coach is really to help people close the gap. You know, no matter where that gap is close the gap between where they are now, you know, to closer to that better version of themselves. So that's really the ultimate goal with our podcast as well, is to try to, you know, help you do that in some way, shape, or form. And, you know, so like I said, that's really the big picture side of things that we're trying to do. Even for me, you know, it's kind of funny. You know, I've done jiu-jitsu now for right at 21 years actually. If I think about it, I have my birthday is next week, and I remember my wife before my son will be 21 in June. And before my birthday, before he was born, I thought I want to get into jiu-jitsu. I was always training martial arts. I want to get into jiu-jitsu. So she gave, I think I've been to one seminar. I bought the Gracie in Action videos for you guys that may remember those things way back in the day, and played around with my friends a little bit. Give Bruce Cook a shout out because we used to try to do some stuff. We didn't have a, looking back, we didn't have a clue what we were doing, but we were trying. And thought I knew a little something, and then I went to the seminar and realized I didn't know anything. And like, man, I've got to pursue this. And so back then, I think Chris and I had a podcast when I was on. We kind of talked about this a little bit, but I went back. I did an internet search, and I think the only thing I could find on the internet back then, there was some people may remember, it was called BJJ.org. At the time, honestly, this tells you how things have changed. I don't even know how I got to BJJ because I didn't know what that meant. I only knew Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. So then I was Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I wonder if that has anything to do with Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. And so went on there and actually found some black belts. There's really none in the state of South Carolina at the time. And then the one I happened to find, come across, had no idea. It was just closest. It was Atlanta. It was Alliance, and it was Jacare. Down in Alliance. And so I say that was God sent me there. So, because it really changed the direction of my life, really. But anyway, kind of rambling there, but if you're around the jiu-jitsu community, you'll know a lot of guys, you know, have tattoos. So I'm sitting here with Chris now. He's got a couple of tattoos. Just a couple. A lot of my buddies, you know, Russell, you know, he has a lot of tattoos and stuff. So I think Adam Honeycutt and I are like one of the few left that don't have a tattoo, old school. And then over Christmas this year, my son wanted to get a tattoo. So we kind of made a deal. And so we went and got one. Actually, believe it or not, our whole family got a tattoo. And so they all had a similar theme. So Fletcher, the origin of Fletcher is basically like means arrow maker. And we tried to come up with one tattoo that we would all use, and we actually got in a few arguments about that. That didn't go over so well, but we all decided we would have an arrow in the tattoo. And so what I chose basically for mine was, so arrow obviously fitting with Fletcher, but also arrows, like it, you know, you hear me talk about this with like goals and having kind of a focal point. You know, I like to say we're teleological by nature, which just simply means that we do better with direction. You know, if we don't have a goal, you don't have to be obsessed with a goal, but if we don't know where we're going, then we kind of a lot of times just kind of get stuck, right? We're just kind of mulling around. I like to say we're either we're growing or we're dying. We're not really ever staying the same. And so if you don't have something where target you're aiming at, then that tends to be what happens. You get stuck. So the arrow to me also kind of lends that way. So my tattoo basically is an arrow. And then in the middle of the arrow is basically the Greek lettering for arete. So to me, I'm like, you know, when I look at that in the morning, because it's on my chest, so that way other people don't have to see it, but when I get up in the morning and look in the mirror, you know, that kind of gives me direction for my life, because that's really, you know, the arrow is pointing towards arete. And so we just added a component here to the gym. We call it the Optimization Lab. And, you know, the logo is actually the same as my tattoo. So it's kind of like, it's just a reminder of, you know, am I, you know, really what I look at as the mission of our gym and then my life in general. And then, you know, and again, if, you know, think about it from a community standpoint, if you've got a group of people working towards that, just trying to help each other get better and be better people and carry that over into the community, then the world's a better place. And so it's a big mission, you know, I mean, I just finished reading a book and I'm going to mess up the name of it, but it has something to do, something about almost like you're rated for success or something like that. I can't remember the name of off the top of my head, but it's very interesting. Book because the gentleman, he actually is a business professor out in California. I can't remember what university. It's very interesting because he talks about really your happiness and success is really based on really not, it's really based on your perception. So like the mental model that you have. It's pretty powerful, you know, it's kind of out there a little bit, but it's also, it's like how you view success is more important than really what you're accomplishing. So, as an example. So, but he talks about, you know, really you, when you think about that, how you view the world, you can think of it as like the universe is being intelligent or the universe basically just being there and we're the smart ones and the universe doesn't know what's going on. And you can view it as, you know, in general, the universe is kind of benevolent. In other words, it's trying to bring me good things, you know, if I'll just let it, if I'll just get out of the way. You know, tying that into some of Brian Johnson's work, he was recently talking about, we're just light bulbs, we just need to get screwed in, you know. And it was actually, I think, a priest that was talking about that. But, you know, if you screw in, however you want to think about it, whether it's, you know, if you're religious, if it's God or it's, you know, the universe, however you want to think of it, it's like, you know, if you have that mindset that it's positive, it's meant to be positive, and you just have to screw into that, that's a whole different perspective than if you expect the universe is negative or that it has no intelligence whatsoever. So can you prove either one? That was kind of what he was saying. Can you prove that it's benevolent? No, not really. But can you prove that it's not? No. So which one is probably going to lend to being better is to have a positive attitude that people in general are good and that you know, there's positivity, or because it's very easy to get sucked into the negative. Not to go off too much on what's going on with coronavirus now, but man, you can really see, one of the things I try not to do is I try not to watch news. Because unfortunately, most of it's negative, you know. And if you get sucked into that, you can start to think everything's bad, everything's bad, everything's bad. So trying to surround yourself with positivity and things like that, I think that's a huge thing. You can't be ignorant to things that are going on, but at the same time, you know, your view and your mental model of that can have a huge impact on your life. And so anyway, not to ramble on too much about that, but that's kind of the idea behind what we're trying to do with this podcast. So bring positivity, things that are going to help you optimize, and also to share our own failures too. I think that's another big thing. One of the things that I appreciate a couple of guys, again, I really look up to, Mark Divine being one, as I mentioned, in his latest book, you know, and I've met Mark, spent some time with him, I've heard him talk about this, but I don't remember any of his books before him really talking about his failures. And in this new book, he kind of talks about that, and he talks about what he feels like the reason for that sometimes was based on some fears that he had from you know, earlier in his life. I love Tom Shays, another, you know, he's got a new book coming out too in the end of April called Three Simple Things, and which I think is pretty, How to Lead in Times of Chaos, which, you know, it's pretty good timing for that book to come out. And one of the things I love about Tom is he also talks about, you know, some of his failures, not just his successes. So, you know, I think that's, you know, that's one of the things we want to bring to the table also in some of these podcasts. And then I'll finish up with just even from my own experience. I had a conversation with somebody the other day that really made me think. I'm in the gym all day. So, and people see me maybe work out or something, and, you know, I don't perceive myself as this way, but, you know, the guy said, well, I was working on with a push-up, and I said, you know, you can always make the push-up better. You can, if you want to, I'm not saying you have to, but if you at least aware that I can take anything and I can become, if I approach it from a mastery standpoint, I can always get better at it. You know, if you look at some of the Japanese culture, like the tea ceremony, or just, you know, it's a very simple thing, but man, they spend a lot of time and a lot of focus. They make it an art of just that one little thing. So you can do that with any part of your life if you choose to. But in talking about the push-up, you know, there's always these technical things that we were talking about. And then, but what was interesting is his response, like, well, you know, I don't expect to be as perfect as you, or something like that. And I thought, huh, maybe because they see me in the gym all the time, they think this was easy for me. So, no, it's never been easy for me. And so I was joking with some of my coaches later in the day, like, so I realized not everybody knows that when I was a kid, you know, like, I was the last one picked on the teams. I was the skinny kid. And I joked, I won't call him out in here, but it's a guy now, it's a doctor. Smart guy's valedictorian in our class. I remember middle school, we're playing softball. We also played softball at lunchtime, right? And it's going to be one of me or him. It's going to be picked last. It's like, is it going to be him or me? So I think it was in third grade. I was trying to remember back, playing football. So now you can imagine, it was a different time back then. But talking about everybody getting trophies and things like that. So I think it was third grade, I got cut from the Fleas football team. So, and my best friend at the time, his mom talked to the coach and said, you know, he's a nice kid, you should put him on the team. So they let me back on the team. But, so put it like this, the athleticism was not something I was born with. You know, I just had great coaches, you know, that I remember in middle school, they encouraged me, especially in the weight room. That was a place I could say, okay, I can work hard and I can see a result. And the coaches responded to that and said, hey, you're working, good job, you're working hard. And that's all I needed, you know. And I would kill myself for them to give me that praise. So it kind of turned, again, those coaches giving me that support changed the direction of my life and really got me into physical fitness and so forth. So I kind of want to share that because I forget that I still see myself as that guy. You know, I don't see myself as, you know, any kind of like, I mean, I try to train as an athlete, but at the same time, I wouldn't say I'm gifted naturally as an athlete. And so for someone to actually say something like that was kind of interesting to me because I'm like, oh, that's a different perspective. Tim, our physical therapist here the other day, said something. We were doing some jump squats or something. He said, oh, you've got good hops. And I'm like, whoa. No one has ever told me that in my entire life, that I could jump. And I really wasn't jumping that high. I was just doing it a lot of times. But it was kind of funny. So anyway, to share that, it's not really a failure, so to speak, but it's just, you know, I think we do that with a lot of people. We see people that are successful, and we think it came easy, you know. And a lot of times when you hear their story, you know, you only see sometimes the positive, which is good. We try to keep it positive, but you don't see the struggles they went through to get to where they're at. So that's one of the things I really want to share in some of the interviews we'll do in the future, is not just this, the successes, but also where people had struggles, because I think we can all relate to that. And if we're in a downtime, like, hey, we you just got to keep grinding, and there's always a way out if you have that positivity and that mindset. And anyway, that's the goal of our podcast, is to kind of share those experiences with you. So look forward to our next one. And again, I want to thank Chris again for helping me get this thing started, and we'll keep going from there. Thanks a lot.